Hey everyone, welcome back to Muslimish. So, how has everyone's week been?
I just say I hate every week, every episode. So I'm gonna be positive this week, and I'm gonna say it was better than last week.
I swear to God. My week was very unproductive, to be honest.
Same. I feel like I should have spent my week trying to I mean, it's Wednesday, but if we're talking about last week, I could have been more productive, but like in the past, yeah, but in the past 2 days, I've been low-key kind of productive. I've been cleaning. I've been going over my SAT stuff, but I haven't done any of my work that I'm supposed to for school, which I'm planning to. So, yeah.
Yeah, because
Yeah.
literally you have like a whole freaking week off. 2 weeks?
Well,
2 weeks?
yeah, but I'm going back to school on Monday, so I have 4 days.
My week has been like the exact opposite. I've been really busy with like just everything. Like programs have started. What else has started? This homework is truly crazy. Like, especially English. I can't, guys.
Don't get me started on English, bro. Oh my God. No.
My English teacher, bro, the way she assigns like paragraphs on paragraphs on paragraphs for homework is crazy.
Welcome to junior year.
Girl,
Bro,
okay.
ma'am, nothing compares to like middle school English. But I'm not gonna talk
Girl,
much about it.
what?
Middle is the easiest thing,
No, I
right?
mean like the subject itself.
You mean a teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
So on today's episode, we're gonna be talking about love and how it's different in real life than on media.
Children, we were told one day we would grow up and fall in love and start a family. Children are fed Disney romance movies about these princesses or even animals who fall in love, and nothing else in the world mattered. What children weren't told is love is actually harder to find. There's so many trials and tribulations surrounding love, and as we grow older, we finally start questioning what love actually is, or even if love is real.
As teenagers, we are exposed to hundreds upon hundreds of romanticized works, ranging from books to social media to TV, shows and movies, and even our own friends and families. We seem to think that one day we will meet a soulmate. That's the one for us, and we should sit around and on through others' romance. What we aren't told, once again, is how to seek out true love and not the toxic kind, how to stay independent in a relationship, and how depending on someone in a relationship isn't easy.
On today's episode, Muslimish asked the question, is love actually real? And what in the world is love when we are just three teenagers who live in a world of over-glorified romance?
So the first thing we're going to talk about is just different social media intakes and how that like affects your idea and view of love, you know?
Yeah, bro.
So what I wanted to bring up was that like men and women take in very different like social media. For example, nowadays like all these men are posting like Andrew Tate just saying misogynist like crazy things about how to treat a woman. And us women, we're really just out here reading romance books and TV shows, and we're just like, we expect so much more from them, you know?
Yeah.
Like me myself, like going okay, we're gonna bring this up later, but I just wanna bring it up now. Like I live in a house where love wasn't really given in a relationship between my parents. So if you really ask me what it's like to love someone, I'll just be like mentioning something I've seen on television and
Yeah.
books, social media, because that's where I get my idea of what love is, because I'm a Muslim, woman, and I don't believe in dating, so obviously I just take in media and stuff.
I feel like I also have like the whole family not really, well, parents not really being so perfect together, right? And then like growing up watching romance series and stuff, I just thought love would be way different. And I just wanted to like grow up and find my true love and like get married. And I'll do it like all perfectly, unlike my parents. That's what I really like.
Yeah. And we asked on our Instagram poll, like, how many people actually believe in love? And what were their answers again?
Okay. So one of the questions was, do you think that the love you see in movies or books is real? And 19% said yes, 37% said no, and 44% said they don't know, which was pretty interesting to see. Yeah. And then the next one was, do you ever think you experience the love you see in, like, media? And 14% said yes, 21% said no, and 64% said to some extent, which was, like, wow, because, damn.
That's eye-opening. Like, that's so sad.
Yeah. And I feel like also, like, you know, nowadays, like, okay, not me personally, but I know people who go into relationships like my age and they're like happy, right? But then it comes to a point where they're unhappy and then they have this thought like, oh my God, I hate being in love. And they swear they're in love. Like, I'm sorry, like, you're 15. You're not, babes, you're not in love. And I don't mean this in a rude way. Like, obviously, we're supposed to, like, start feeling emotions, you know, hormones and stuff. But it's like, is this what you really want love is, you know?
Yeah, another point. It's like, these, like, it's not even their fault, really. It's not even their fault, really, because another part of, like, social media intake, like, not all relationships on TV are perfect. So I feel like if they see those relationships that aren't perfect and, like, has OD problems, you're just like, okay, like, that's how a relationship mm-hmm. is supposed to be.
Yeah. And, like, you know, there's, like, this, it's, like, proven, like, it's true that, for example, let's say single content creator, like, you just create, like, content, like, an influencer, right? You're more likely followers and stuff if you're in a relationship. So also that also is like something that becomes like an issue, because not everyone believes that being in a relationship is what gives you attention, you know? Like, yeah. No one wants attention, to give attention to a single woman or a single man. So
mm-hmm. And also about the whole social media and like people getting more likes, like, because they're in relationships. I feel like people, like, online couples or, like, couples on relation on social media, they just, like, make you romanticize what it's like to be in a relationship. And you just think it's all happy and stuff. But then once you actually get into a relationship, you realize that it's not always going to be, like, all positive and rainbows and unicorns. There's always going to be, like, downsides. Yeah.
Like, on TikTok and like Instagram, like recently I've been seeing so many Muslim couples. Like, I don't know what, like, all of a sudden there's so many Muslim couples. And, you know, as a kid, I've always wondered, like, where are these people now? But, like, you know, social media is like everywhere now, everyone's using it. So there's so many Muslim couple creators, and I'm just like, oh my God, wow. I want to be them one day.
But right, then, like, it makes me want to rush into a relationship.
Yeah.
But I just stop myself.
And it's like I sit there, I'm like, okay, I'm 15. Why am I right. thinking of marriage?
Right, bro. For real.
And then you go in the comments and people are like, oh, cutting my, scratching my hair with a knife, or like
sleeping on the highway tonight. Like, wake up and break up.
Yeah, wake up.
I mean, it's not a bad thing to want to be in a very positive relationship. Like, definitely I'm happy, because when I was younger, I did not see, like, Muslim couples. But now I do, and I'm really happy about it. But at the same time, it's like putting pressure on me to, like, want to be in a relationship, right? Mm-hmm. When I'm not ready for it. And I know I'm not ready, but I feel like I'm ready. But, you know, it's my mind playing games on me.
Yeah. That actually, like, moves into culture, too, and how, like, culture affects it. Because, yeah. Like, with, like, our parents and stuff like that, like, I don't know about you guys, but, like, it's just, like, okay, like, they might like each other, but, like, I want to actually experience, like, what these people in books go through. So it's, mm-hmm. like, whenever I see those TikToks of Muslim couples, I'm just, like, damn, like, Why are my parents not like that? Why am I like that? Like, I know I'm young, but
you know what I think we forget is that this is a new generation. Like the new generation getting married, these aren't people who are like changing the like the ways of culture. Because let's be like, I'm gonna be for real. Like our parents, like are they're probably like culturally like liberals. I don't know how to explain it, but they just don't like to abide to new changes, new things.
Yeah.
Cause I swear, bro, I've never seen my parents kiss. Like 15 years and I've never seen them kiss. And I'm just like, when people tell me their parents kiss all the time, like, that's normal.
Like, what? That's not the normal.
Yeah. Or like,
but it is.
Yeah. And PDA in general, like, even if it's in private, like in your house, like your parents holding hands, like, I don't see that stuff.
Yeah. It's really sad.
Mm-hmm. But like, now we got like our generation out here changing the norms. And I'm really happy about that, you know?
I feel like adding on to like what Oma was saying about like not seeing like our parents all lovey-dovey, like even around the house. Mm-hmm. I feel like that is impacted by like the way they were raised. I feel like now the other generation like has social media, like we have more exposure to that stuff. But back then they didn't have social media, so it was like more conservative in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, you can't kiss in public. That's a shame, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, your wife
has to do everything for you. You have to provide money. Like,
no. Nope. Like, we're in the era of women being independent, and it's okay to be independent.
For real.
Like, also, I want to add on to, like, the thought, like, of, like, culture. Because I'm going to be honest, I've never been, like, my parents are like, oh, you're going to get no dating. You're going to get married, right? But, like, how do you figure out when you're ready to marry when you won't talk about nothing except marrying someone, you know?
Right.
And then, like, you know when people talk about, like, I'm going to just say it outright, like, sex, bro. Like, they make it seem like it's such a bad thing, that's something that you shouldn't ever talk about, which is, like, a problem, and, like, just women's health and stuff. Like, I didn't know about my period until I got my period. And I was told to never let anyone know that I'm on my period, that I have my period. I'm like, what? Like, every other girl talks about it. I'm just like, maybe it's just like religious. And they make it seem like it's religious when it's not. It's just their culture, bro.
Yeah, I don't know why, like, they do that. Because, yeah, it's, like, haram to date before, like, you know, all of that stuff. But you still have to talk about it. Like, how am I supposed to know how to do it? Like, what to do? If no one talks about it with me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's not really haram to, like, talk about it. And if, like, educational purposes, right?
Mm-hmm. That's why, like, I'm glad my school has provided sex education classes. Because I know damn well in my family, that would never happen. And it will not happen. But I know when I grow up, I'm going to teach my kids. Because I'm trying to keep them protected, you know? Because it's never a bad thing to be educated on something.
Like, more specifically, like, me, I read a lot, right? Mm-hmm. So, it's, like, I read all these books, and I just be fiending to get in a relationship or, like, be in a happy relationship. And it's just, like, it's so pressuring. Like, I need to stop myself, but I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're not going to.
I'm not going to.
And, like, yeah, I totally agree. Like, also, like, you know the phrase, men written by women?
Yeah.
But, like, can we... Like, I feel like that's, like, a good thing, but then it's a bad thing because, like, it's not really men written by women. It's just men that should do
that
this.
That are,
like,
respectful.
It's just this, yeah, like, it's just the standard. It's just the standard. And
it was an okay term when only, like, people who read were using it.
But not,
they was using it, like, in the correct way, but then everybody got a hold of it, and they started saying, like, those dumbest things, like.
Yeah. And, like, also, I recently saw this person, like, comment, like, on TikTok. And it was, like, a video about relationships and stuff. And she was, like, oh, what people don't realize is that when you're getting, like, okay, this is specifically for marriage, though. But, like, when you're getting into a marriage, people don't think that, oh, it's a, like, you know, it's a positive thing. It's a happy thing. But people forget that being married means you have to share half of your life with another person. You have to learn how to be, like,
work, you have to learn how to be in a relationship with another person while also being independent, because it comes with financial wise, you know, career wise, life wise. And it's like, and it just made me think, like, I'm not ready for marriage. And I was like, thank God I seen this coming, because I swear, I was like, I'm gonna get married when I'm 17. Like, girl, oh, no.
You know what I want to talk about?
What?
Arranged marriages. Like, how would you guys react if your parents are just like, yeah, you're getting married to this person, there's no if, ands, or but about it?
That's the thing. Like, what if, like, maybe what if they got this like thing in them, like they're like, okay, this guy is perfect for you, like I already figured it out, you know. And I talked to him like, oh, whoa, he's actually the guy, right?
I mean, yeah, if you like him, you like him. But what if you like don't him.
But if I don't, I would never willingly get into a relationship, because I'm gonna be honest, like, okay, back to the family stuff, like I want to see my parents were in a very happy relationship, you know. Mm-hmm. And they didn't get, like, it was kind of an arranged marriage, I would say. So I don't think I would be very happy being forced to fall in love with someone.
Yeah.
And for the rest of my, because you know this thing in, like, the Islamic community, and I feel like this is everywhere, a divorced woman will forever be talked about. People will shame a divorced woman, and they won't, they will like claim that, oh, you can't be married again, you know, stuff like that. And you're always gonna be that divorced lady. And it's a, like, nothing is bad about divorce. Like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, divorce is good or bad. But people sometimes need divorce, you know?
Yeah.
And the fact that when people are literally scared to get divorced because, you know, of traditions and, yeah, like, culture, which is gets people into these very harmful relationships. And that's what I'm scared of. I'm scared to be, like, shamed by my community and also be in a position where I have to stay with this guy that I don't like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that idea is just very weird. It's like you just want the woman to, like, be unhappy in a relationship. Like, how are you gonna shame someone because their husband treats them terribly? Like,
no. And the sad thing is, like, when it comes to the man in that type of relationship, he would be like going out and like dating other women or like seeing other women, and nobody would like comment about that.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that goes back to double standards. Like, I'm not gonna say women don't have as much freedom as they did before, because they do have more freedom. But at the end of the day, like, when we're talking about communities of culture, Black people, a background of, like, traditions and cultures, it's hard to let go of those traditions and cultures, especially when they're being forced upon you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those, like, traditions are very misogynistic and against men. So, yeah, it's still hard for us because, yo, babe, I'm scared to get, like, I'm scared to be the talk of the, you know, the family. You go to a family gathering, everyone's just whispering about you right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I blocked that out because, like, okay, let the family talk about me. At the end of the day, like, I know I don't know half of those people. Like, what you have to say does not affect me anymore.
Yeah. And I feel like that's, like, what I want to do, right? Mm-hmm. But then it's going to be really hard because, you know, one thing about me is I grew up in a house where I wanted to be, like, validated. I wanted my parents to be happy for me. I wanted to make them happy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to just let go of that. I'm just like that. So hopefully I won't be the talk of the town, because I don't like when people talk about me.
Talk of the town.
Yeah, talk of the town, bro. Like, everyone whispering behind your back and you can hear what they're whispering.
Hey, that's more good deeds for you. So,
yeah, nope. They backbiting. And also, bro, can we, like, this is off topic, bro, but backbiting is so, like exposed in our communities. Like, no one cares at this point. And, like, they'll be like, oh, we're Muslim. But then backbiting every 10 minutes.
Bro, but us too, astaghfirullah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, we do that.
We have to stop.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, for me, like, you know, I didn't even know backbiting was haram until, like, a year or two ago, because my mom, yo, not even my mom, everyone in my family backbites, and I was dead. I thought it was normal.
Yeah.
No, me too.
I thought it was okay to talk behind people's back and be like, okay.
But that's now, probably where like a lot of people's sins come from, bro.
Yeah. We should make an episode though on like,
yeah,
that like culture and religion, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But okay, guys, I just realized the episode is called Is Love Actually Real? And we never answered that ourselves. So do you guys think love is real?
I think love is real. Like, of course, I've been exposed to so many like stories of love, and yeah, maybe that's not what love actually is like. Like, because obviously people are gonna fight in relationships. It's normal. And I think that that is what's gonna happen. But I don't think that having the perfect love is real. But love is real, because...
Oh my God, you know what that reminded me of?
What?
Of how, like, in Islam, like, you're written next to somebody. Like, your soulmate.
Oh, yeah, before you're even born.
Guys, no, but I brought this up to you guys before. What if your soulmate is, like, already dead?
Stop.
What if you never meet them? Like, that's really... It really... That's what makes me think love is not real, because, like... If my name is written next to somebody and then I go fall in love, quotation mark, with someone else, like, be for real. I don't know. I think love is real, but I don't think perfect men are real, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They need to meet some type of standard, and I don't think a lot of people meet that standard, or my standard at least.
You know what I like? Yeah. You know what else, like, I've seen people be like, you know how people be like, oh, perfect men do not exist, or mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. The only perfect man that exists is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And I'm like, yeah, but no one's asking you to be the Prophet. We're just asking you to learn how to respect women.
Women, literally. And
okay, like, obviously respect goes both ways. But if we're talking about, if you're saying misogynistic stuff and expect someone to fall in love with you, then you're the problem.
You're delusional. Like,
yeah.
People, and you know the thing is, like, also I want to talk about, like, you know, men these days, they have no respect whatsoever, and they expect to be, like, very pious and, like, good-natured and stuff, and they, like, swear... Muslim women who do not wear the hijab are awful. Like,
they want us to obey them, like they're in charge of us or something.
Like,
okay, I have personal, like, experience with this. Yeah, oh my God, when I tell you, I used to have this guy, let's call him Daniel, okay? Oh my God, no, don't get me started. Okay, this boy said that he, like, okay, he's a white boy, okay? Mm-hmm. His parents are both Christian, like, really good Christians, okay? And he said that he wanted, like, that he converted, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, okay, and, like, we became friends or whatever, right? Because he wanted to know more about Islam, and I, like, helped him with that. And, bro... Tell me why this boy, like, lied about all that. Wait, what were we even talking about? I just forgot.
Men wanting to obey.
Yeah, they want
to. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, before, like, he got exposed with the whole, like, he was fake and everything, he used to make, like, Muslim jokes, like, oh, I'm gonna bomb you or whatever. That's to always make jokes about, like, women, like, Muslim women, and how, like, oh, if you're not wearing the hijab, then you're just, like, a bad Muslim. He used to be like, oh, if I ever get married to a Muslim woman, I'm gonna be hitting her, I'm gonna be beating her up, yeah, because, like, I'm Muslim and stuff. And I'm just like, bro, don't even say that. Do not even say that.
First of all, bro, can we just talk about how, like, in Islam, the biggest, like, thing about Islam is, like, love, bro. Like, love is so powerful in Islam.
Exactly. And, it's, and like,
people, Yeah, and people just don't understand that, like, they swear they're Muslim but have the most disrespect for women. Like, do you guys, for every time I hear about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam story with Aisha radiallahu anha, I'm just like, wow. I wish I had
they
that.
Were cute or whatever. Like,
I know. Like, if all men were like that, wouldn't we all just be happy living happily?
Right, but these men, I don't know where they get these ideas from. That's what I'm saying, is culture, like, mm-hmm. Something is seriously wrong with, like, where they get their ideas from. Because what do you mean you're going to beat her up?
And they forget.
That's okay.
Yeah. They forget their own mother is a woman. Like, right. You would not want to do this to your mother. And, like, I'm not saying that every man to exist is a horrible man. Obviously, there's good men out there. And inshallah, I find myself a good man. And all of you find yourself a good man, you know? Mm-hmm.
Inshallah,
because that's all we can hope for. Because you never know, like, you could, for all we know, we could find that perfect love, you know? Like, that's why I say love is real, because I have hope there is, you know?
Yeah, I have hope.
Yeah, like, even if it isn't, like, at the end of the day, this is a dunya, like, we're all gonna die, and you know, Jannah, inshallah, we make it to Jannah, bro.
Yeah, inshallah.
And we'll be happy for eternity. So, yeah.
And if you don't get married in dunya, like, don't worry, because once you get to Jannah, you have an angel assigned to you.
Yep.
Yo.
Hey.
Angel better than any man, man. So all our male audience, do not get offended. It was just a joke.
Don't get offended. Just be better. If you heard yourself in any of what we were saying right now, go look in the mirror and tell yourself you need to change.
And you know what else is better than a man that's perfect? A man who listens to a woman and says, yeah, you're right, and I need to change.
Yeah.
That's what I need. A man who will listen to me and be like, you know what, babe, you're right.
Not babe.
Babe, I think you're right.
Yeah,
I should change, actually.
Yeah, because no one is perfect at the end of the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good segue into the end.
Yeah. And yeah, inshallah, we get happy marriages and in a happy relationship too.
Mm-hmm.
And all of you guys are listening.
And even if you don't, just be happy yourself.
Yeah.
You don't need
a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, technically, you do need another, like, person to complete half of your deen. But yeah, at the end of the day...
But that's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay, because if you don't find the person,
you got yourself.
You don't find it. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good luck.
Okay, thank you for listening to our episode.
Okay.
We hope you enjoyed it.
Bye.
Bye.